and welcome to pod 54 of the official Palace pod. I'm Chris Grissom from Palace TV, which you can watch on our YouTube channel, on Palace TV, which is at eagles.cpfc.co.uk, on the official club app, which you can download from Google Play and the App Store, and also on all our social media channels. And how good have our social media guys been at keeping you entertained during lockdown? There's been so much on there recently. And this is pod number 54 with Jeff Schlupp. I spoke to Jeff on Instagram Live. If you don't follow us on Instagram, please do, because at the moment during lockdown, at least every week I'm chatting to a first team player. I chat to them, if you haven't listened to any already, I chat to them about their life and their career, and then I put fans' questions to them as well. So if you follow us on social media, ask a decent question, and I will definitely ask it. And if you do any funny ones are always good. So any stupid ones, feel free to post a message. But this is a chat I did with Jeff Schlupp.
Hello.
Jeff. Welcome to Crystal Palace Instagram Live. How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Good. I've been out for a run in the sunshine, doing my one bit of exercise of the day. What have you done so far?
Done the same. Yeah, I've been for a little run. Nothing too much, but I've got another session later on Zoom with the squad, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was one of my questions, actually. How does that work? I've noticed people on Zoom calls, are you split into different groups and you're all working out together at the same time?
Yeah, I've been put on some sessions on Zoom with the team, and we're doing a few sessions, some leg weights and stuff, and a couple of spin classes at the minute, so just trying to keep fit and busy doing that.
So it may work a bit harder when you know you've got a guy watching you.
Yeah, got all eyes on us, so got to put it.
Has it been nice to catch up with them like that anyway?
Yeah, it's nice to interact with people. Obviously, nice to see people again and stuff. It's been a little while, but it's all good. It's all good fun anyway.
How else have you been filling your days? Have you taken up anything new? I've seen loads of people being friends. Have you done any of them?
What was that again? Say that again, sir.
Quizzes. Loads of people have been doing like pub quiz stuff over Zoom. Have you done any of that?
No, I've not, to be fair. I do normally watch like the quiz game shows anywhere on TV, so I've made sure I've not missed any of those, the Chase and stuff like that. But no, I've not done any of the quizzes on Zoom or nothing like that. Just been, to be honest, just trying to keep busy exercising, really. Just getting ready for when we get. That's about it, to be honest. Just pure chilling.
How do you reckon you get on the Chase? Would you take the high off, or would you go for a minus?
Depends what it's for. So obviously, I'd like to think I'd go for the higher, but it's easier saying it now than if I was there. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I've watched every single episode of that. I'm mad.
Yeah.
What about homeschooling? Have you had to educate your son much?
Yeah, he's actually in. He's been less of his mum, so she's been doing all of that with him. So.
Oh, really?
Trying to keep him active as well, but he's doing all right. He's loving it anyway. So he's off school, isn't he? So he's chilling.
We've got the weather for it. And you've been watching TV?
TV, yeah. Lots of it, man. Lots of it.
I saw on one interview, you said you watch Bulletproof. That's my, my wife's in that.
In Bulletproof?
Yeah, she's one of the cops.
Oh, no way.
Scoops.
Good show, man.
Thanks for watching, because every view helps, because we want to get another series and then we can get a nice
one. This last one's wicked.
Really, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I think I watched the whole thing in a day. I mean, I was forced to, but
I did the same thing. No, I enjoyed it, yeah. Good job they did all the episodes, so can binge it.
Glad to hear it. And talking about fitness, one thing I've always meant to ask you, because when you guys go home later on in the day, the staff are allowed to use the gym, and I always look at the record board. Your record for squats, absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's up there.
216, is that kilograms?
Kilograms, yeah.
It's way ahead of anyone else, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair. I think, I'm not sure if he's second, to be fair, but yeah. I think I'm miles ahead of everyone else, to be fair. So that's my little, yeah, I put that challenge out there to, for someone to try and beat it.
How many do you have to do to get that record?
I think that's the one rep max. One rep max, yeah. That's a one rep. I can do a few more, a bit lower and stuff, but the one rep max is that one there. Quite struggling with that, to be fair, but that was good.
Not bad. Right, let's talk about a bit about this season first, because it was going really well for you, wasn't it? Just before you got that injury against Watford, you scored against Burnley, and then the goal that everyone remembers against Bournemouth. Is it? How frustrating was that after Watford?
Yeah, super frustrating. Yeah, I've been struggling a little bit with something for a little while, and just started to get into the flow of things, obviously. And then, when I got the injury so early on in the game. I reckon I probably got the injury about 10 minutes into the game, to be honest. And then, I tried to ride it out until half-time. And then as soon as we went in, I was struggling to walk. So that was it. But yeah, like you said, it was really frustrating, obviously. Just started to get on a good run. You know, the team's playing well. And then get such a big injury was always good for me.
So what was it? A hip injury?
Yeah, it's like a hip injury. It's quite a freak injury, to be honest. When I went to... That they've not really seen it before, which wasn't nice hearing, obviously. But yeah, it was hip tendon that tore, like a tendon would split in the middle. It was quite an awkward one, to be fair. But obviously, I've recovered now. But it's extra frustrating for me, obviously, with the lockdown at the minute. I've not actually played since December, so I'll wait to get. Do you know what I mean?
Because I guess usually when you get an injury with a standard one, you get as a player, you know what it is straight away, don't you? But with that one, with it being a freak one, I guess you'd had no idea when you did it that it was as bad as it was.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, also when you do get injuries, you sort of get in contact with other people that have had the injury to see how they recovered and how long it took and stuff like that. But for me, when I've got specialists telling me that they've not really seen that injury before themselves, you know, it's not exactly something... Yeah, but you know, we worked really hard with the staff and stuff, and you know, we spoke to a few other athletics physios and stuff. I think it's an injury they see in that sport a bit. So I managed to get it all fixed, and I'm good to go now.
But that Bournemouth goal was for it, I don't think, because I watched the games up with Rob and Tom, the analysts, and Ben Stevens, and I don't think we've ever celebrated a goal like that. In the whole time we've been watching games together, we all went absolutely nuts. The atmosphere was incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, it was unreal. It was unreal. Literally, when I scored that goal, oh my God. Honestly, that part of the stadium, the left side opposite to the right of the tunnel was, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was so loud and obviously, I jumped into the crowd a little bit to celebrate with the fans, which was
Now, going back in time a bit, I just want to talk a bit about your career before Palace. Born in Hamburg to Ghanaian parents and then moved to England. What age were you when you moved to England?
I moved over to England when I was 10. Moved over to Milton Keynes. I think it was 2003, quite a while ago.
So did you speak much English then?
No.
Really?
Honestly, I didn't know anything. I used to walk around with like a German-English dictionary to translate school and stuff. So that was how I was learning. And then obviously I watched a lot of TV, cartoons and stuff like that. And I literally learned it from that.
So you had a German accent then?
Yeah. Everyone always says about the accent. Everyone's like, what? You sound English. But it's fully German. German passport, everything now.
Yeah, and Max Meyer said he's had a few conversations with you in German. Do you keep up with your German language with him?
Yeah, every now and then, yeah, but it's a bit tough. Obviously, I left when I was 10, so I never actually spoke the language as an adult, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Basics and stuff, but it's starting to go a bit. I can still speak to my brother lives there still, so I speak to him, obviously in German when I speak to him, but reading and stuff like that is starting to get a bit difficult, aren't I?
Then, so you were in Milton Keynes, then you came through the academy at Leicester. That must have been incredible, coming through the academy of a team and then winning the Premier League with them. That's got to be I mean, where do you go from there? That's everyone's dream, isn't it?
I know, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, I was at Leicester for about 13, 14 years before I left there. And yeah, like you said, obviously, being there, you say it was a dream, but like how realistic it was at the time, it wasn't. I wasn't even thinking. I just wanted to play for the first team in whatever division there was in, whatever competition to start off with. But yeah, like you said, obviously, when it started to get realistic and started getting closer to that title, it started to become, it got real. It got real. So obviously, yeah, it was massive for me that.
What was it like in the city? Because obviously Leicester's a city with only one club in it. Was there an incredible atmosphere just being part of that and living there and going out in the city?
Yeah, it was complete shutdown. Complete shutdown. I'm pretty sure that the Leicester Tigers rugby won the league as well that same year. So obviously they're a big club, aren't they, in rugby? So yeah, the whole place went crazy. A complete shutdown. And yeah, that's, for example, when we went on a parade, like the amount of people that were there, and then we did the Kasabian put on a concert at one of the big parks in Leicester, which we then came out to and, you know, lifted the trophy again in front of all the fans. I think there was like over 200,000, 300,000 people there, which was obviously special. But yeah, it was a great day, for great year for the city of Leicester. So it was nice.
What position were you playing in when you were in the academy coming through? Were you a striker to start off with?
Yeah, I always played up front, yeah. I actually played up front literally until I made my debut as a striker. And then in that same game, I made my debut as a striker, ended up at left back towards the end of that same game. But yeah, coming through the academy, I was a striker, yeah, the whole way through.
Because when we signed you, obviously we signed you and Patrick in the same window, and then it looked like, oh, we've signed two left backs. But it's not like you've played there your whole career and you're a left back. I mean, because then everyone looks like, oh, well, they're playing him in midfield now. But you've played in all these positions before, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. In youth team and stuff, I played a lot of left midfield and striker. And then obviously I played a bit of left back. But yeah, I've played a load of games in, you know, in the midfield and also up front. But yeah, obviously, when I signed, I made my debut at Palace, obviously playing left back. And initially, that's where I signed up. But, you know, I've always said, you know, I'm comfortable playing in other positions. And if I'm needed to play in other positions, I'm always happy to do so.
What's it like when you sign for a different club? Because that's the first time you ever did it. I think I remember we did all your interviews. You're in the middle of your medical. I think we came to the private hospital in London and held up a backboard behind you and did all the photos. Is it a really weird thing?
Yeah, especially with me, it was quite quick. It was, so it all happened on a Friday, didn't it? And I had to do it all, I think, before 12. But yeah, before midday to be able to get on board for the next day. It was all really quick. You know, I was there from like, I think, 8 in the morning. Just doing all the tests and stuff. But yeah, it was a bit weird, definitely. Especially when I was actually in London on a Thursday night watching a basketball at the O2. Got the phone call saying I had the medical the next morning. So it was quite hectic. I had to get back to Leicester at like midnight to then get back to London to then do the medical in the morning. So it was quite wild, to be honest. But yeah, we got it all done. And then obviously I was buzzing the whole time anyway. But, you know, it was a great new and it was something new, but yeah, definitely something I was looking forward to.
As you mentioned basketball, have you watched The Last Dance, Netflix?
Yeah, I watched both episodes, yeah.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wicked. Wicked. I can't wait for the next two, yeah. I think they're bringing up two every week, so definitely watching out for that.
So yeah, Palace, so then you joined and then it was a tough start, a tough run of games, but then we went on an incredible run where we beat Chelsea, Arsenal and Liverpool. What were those games like to play in? We just had so much momentum, didn't we?
Yeah, loads. And I think there's obviously, you know, the top team seemed to fear us. And we beat Arsenal at home, and then we beat Chelsea and Liverpool away. It was like it was one of those things where we, you know, we go to one of the big clubs, play them away, and it was, you know, some people say it's a no pressure game, but obviously we play every game to win it. But there's more pressure on the home teams to beat us, obviously, especially one of the big clubs. But, yeah, it was one of them things, like you said, it was momentum, you know, belief, confidence. And, you know, we literally believed every game we went into, we could win it.
Right, we're going to move on now to questions that have come in from fans. I'm going to start with Twitter first. So this is from Ossian Davis. He says, what five ingredients are you putting in your full English breakfast?
I don't really like full English breakfast, to be honest, you know.
No? Or any breakfast? What are you going to... Five items.
Full English, right. I'll try the full English. What you got? Hash brown?
Yeah, number one. It's got me.
Bacon. Tomato. And sausage, yeah. Not mushrooms, no chance. No mushrooms.
Really?
Don't like mushrooms, yeah.
Yeah, some people don't like the texture, do they? I quite like them. I didn't like them until I was 18.
Yeah, I'm not sure about them, to be honest.
Okay. The Palace Daily. Favourite kit that you've played in whilst at Palace?
Easy, the black one. This season. Yeah, this season. Easy. When we did the shoot, as soon as I seen it, yeah, I was excited. Definitely.
Actually, I'm going to ask you about this because my father-in-law's got a bee in his bonnet about black kits. I think because Frank de Boer said it and Johan Cruyff about players, if you wear black, you can't see each other on the pitch. Yeah. Did it make any kind of difference?
No. Nah.
I've been having this argument with him for about 2 years. Okay, yeah, we love black kits. Okay, Alf Weller, between Leicester and Palace, which club had the best food in the canteen?
Best food in the canteen?
Mm.
Ooh, best food in the canteen. I might have to go Palace, you know. I have to go Palace, yeah. We switch up every day and we have some special dishes there sometimes, to be honest. So.
Yeah, it's been really good recently, actually. Glorious Guaita says, Scotty Boy, CPFC, says, who's your favourite teammate at Palace? Or we could just say, who's your best mate at Palace?
Probably Patrick, I've known him quite a while now. He actually came on loan to Leicester when I was younger, 16, I think I was. When he was at Chelsea, when he was younger, he came on loan to Leicester. So I've actually known him for quite a while. So when he signed, obviously, that was, you know, straight away we knew each other. So, you know, our families know each other as well. So, yeah, I'd probably say Patrick, definitely.
That's cool. So when they signed him, and obviously, well, in our heads as fans, you're a left back, and then we signed him. Did you see it as competition, or did you think, well, I can play in other positions as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously healthy competition. You know, I think obviously Pap had the serious injury, so that was always a question mark about his fitness at the time. So when we both signed, it was one of those. It's a position up for grabs, and you know, it's healthy competition. You know, still friends, but you know, I want to play, he wants to play, but then. Obviously, he's also versatile, so he can play further up the pitch, and so could I. So then that was an opportunity to play together.
Yeah. Jack Beret, would you rather have a 1 minute conversation with future you or past you?
Ooh. Probably say future me. Future me, yeah. Just to see how everything ended up career wise and stuff.
Yeah, find out who you should have passed to. Harvey Atkins, favourite Crystal Palace goal?
Ooh. Favourite. To be honest, it's out of two, I'd say. So I would say I really enjoyed the goal against Man City away.
Oh, yeah. You
know, of that goal. But I won't say any more about that.
we purposely put that in the... goal of this, because we knew it was going to win goal of the season last year, but we purposely put that one in it because it's underrated because it got overshadowed by Andres's run.
Yeah. It's the strike in the same game, you can't be talking about anything else. But to be honest, I'd probably say the Bournemouth goal.
Mm.
Just, you know, the 10 men, the run, and then celebrations as well. Yeah, I would probably say the Bournemouth goal has been my favourite one for Palace so far.
Yeah, that was good. But that had the same feeling as the one Jordan got against West Ham as well. It was that, like, where you can see it coming and then you're through it. Like, oh, he's going to shoot. Oh, it's in. And it was the same kind of explosion.
Yeah, yeah. It looked mad. I wasn't there, to be honest. But, when I saw that back, it looked crazy.
Mm. Delirious Dave, what's your favourite away ground?
My favourite what, sorry?
Away ground or just other stadium to play at?
In the Prem?
Yeah, or anywhere.
Probably got Emirates.
Oh, really?
Like Emirates, yeah. Emirates.
What's good about the Emirates? Just the size of the pitch?
Yeah, nah, it's too big. I don't know. Emirates, probably, yeah. I was an Arsenal fan anyway growing up, so maybe it's to do with that. But yeah, I just think the stadium is unbelievable. Yeah, beautiful.
And you said, which team or player do you look forward to playing against most?
It's got to be Leicester. Leicester, yeah. Ever since I've left, I've always wanted to beat them, to be honest. But yeah, it's nice to see, obviously see the old friends and familiar faces again. But yeah, that's the one. That's the first fixture I normally look forward to, Leicester away.
They made a lot of, all their players made a lot of comments about you playing in the middle, didn't they, last time you played against them?
Yeah, they were a bit shocked and surprised. But yeah, we won that game 4-1, actually, so...
Yeah, that's good. CPFC Bailey, favourite Palace moment so far?
Favourite Palace moment? Palace moment. Moment, I'd probably say... I feel that Bournemouth game again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go again. Yeah, just because of the circumstances at the time and the important win, obviously, to keep our momentum going. It was doing well. And, 10 men, obviously, and then... celebrations again, yeah, it's nothing like it. I've not seen that before.
CPFC Moraes says, how did you get your hair like that and how long did it take?
It's like,
well, normally it's a little, yeah.
Gel twist, yeah, it's gel twist, but I've had it in for over a year now, I think. Yeah, about a year.
Yeah, I don't understand, because I mean, you've got different hair to me. How do you keep it like that?
I have hair, so it stays in really well. But I also wear like a do-rag when I go to sleep to keep it in place, protect it instead of... Yeah, otherwise it just come out and look all messy and stuff.
I'll give it a go. George Laker, who I think is your number one fan. Have you got an Air Schlupp T-shirt yet, big man?
No, I'm still waiting.
Okay, you can sum up on that. Danny Lee, best player you've played with at Crystal Palace?
Best player I've played with at Crystal Palace. I've got to go. Yeah. Wolf. Special talent. Okay. Special talent, yeah. He's up there.
And what about played against?
Played against? Ever or at Palace?
I would say ever. Let's go ever.
I would say, well, we played against Barcelona in a pre-season game, if that counts. So obviously Messi, but in the Prem, I'd probably say Hazard. Hazard, yeah, special player.
I think almost every player says that.
Yeah, he's special player. Until you come up against him and you realise, this guy's different.
Wow. So those two were Facebook. Now we're going to finish up on Instagram. So David Kelly, what qualities do you think youth players need to succeed in modern day football?
Obviously the game's physical game now, so it's physical capacity. But I'd also say from youth, I think a lot of it's to do in your head as well. You know, you got to be... I don't know, I'd probably say set goals. Set goals, don't try and do everything at once. You know, you've got to be patient. You can't, you know, you hear of all these players making their debuts at 16, 17, stuff like that. You know, it's never too late, especially now with the under 23s and stuff. You know, it might take you a bit longer to get there, but patience probably. Patience and determination.
Actually, I was thinking, because you mentioned under 23s, it's a totally different subject. It's highly likely, we don't know, it's highly likely that there's going to be some games behind closed doors.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think similar that you might have played is some under-23s games when there's just a few people watching at the training ground. How different is that? Is it going to make the games?
Yeah, to be fair, a few people have asked me that. But I think, not sure, it will probably have that feel to start off with. But I think, you know, if you ask most professional players... you know, once you get into game mode anyway, you sometimes you shut it all out. You know, when people are like, oh, did you hear how much it erupted and stuff, like how loud it was? You know, sometimes you don't even, when you're in that game mode, you literally just focus on the game. So in that case, for some people, they won't feel any different. But I think it'll take it, well, getting used to, for me personally, you know, maybe two or three games into it, then actually get used to it. But I definitely feel weird to start off with, I think.
And will it be a bit more of a leveler with regards to home and whether you're playing home and away? And obviously, people have got an advantage because they know the pitch, but...
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, yeah, you know, when you know, the crowd obviously plays a big part in playing home or away, but, you know, if there's no one there and it's just a football pitch, then it shouldn't really make a big difference. But I don't know, it's interesting. I've never really done it, so, you know, it's a new thing for me as well if that happens.
I've seen George Laker, the guy that asked about the Ayr Schlupp T-shirt. He's just made a comment asking about it. So, what, are you waiting for it to arrive in the post?
Yeah. Where is it?
Come on, George, where is it? Actually, George messaged on Instagram as well as Facebook saying, I love you. So, I think I'm a big fan there. Harry Noak, what inspired the celebration with the nose thingy?
Oh, it's a handshake I do with my son. We do like a fist pump and then we always did that. You know, so just like that, he said, next time you score, Daddy, you've got to do that. So I was like, yeah. And it happened the week after he said that. So, yeah, he was happy with that.
James Twycross, what's your routine before every game? Have you got any things that you always do?
Well, to be fair, for me, you know, obviously we get there about an hour and a half before the game. I hate getting ready and just sitting around for nothing. So I normally wait 20 minutes before we need to go out for a warm-up to then start getting ready, which will normally take me just before we go out for the warm-up. So that's probably the only routine I've got.
Yeah, you arrive at different times kind of depending on the manager, don't you? So I remember Allardyce, didn't everyone used to meet or stay in a hotel and then all get a bus in together?
Yeah.
Seems to be like for home games.
Yeah.
And then with Roy, you all have a meeting, don't you? So you get there a little bit earlier than before.
Yeah, but you know, some of the players take literally 2 hours to get themselves ready and stuff. Whereas for me, getting there, if it was up to me, I'd literally get there 20 minutes before we need to go have a warm-up. That's just me. I don't know. I've just got something about just sitting around and not doing much.
Yeah, I can get that. Flipback says, who was your biggest inspiration outside of football when you were growing up?
Outside of football?
Yeah.
Good question, to be fair.
I don't know how I'd answer that, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What about inside football?
Family, but I mean, my brother was always the one, you know, really close to my brother. Just for life in general, you know, he's, you know, married, got kids, so it's always something that I looked up to, but I'd probably have to be my brother. But then again, that would also lead into the football part, because obviously he was massively into football and, you know, he helped me along the way.
Cool. William Cook, who's the biggest comedian or prankster in the team?
Comedian? Wayne Hennessy is funny. He's the loudest.
Yeah.
He's funny too, but I'd say Wayne, yeah.
Okay. There's two questions left. So this one is obviously from a Man United fan, Casper Weston. What's the best Man United player you played against?
Best Man United player I've played against? Rooney. Di Maria was good when he was here. But I'd have to go Rooney.
Okay.
I think he's been he's special player again, yeah. So I say Rooney.
What was he, of course you didn't play in the Derby game, I won't ask you that. It was interesting watching him in the game against Derby, playing in that deep midfield position.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
green.
Yeah.
And the final question from George Henderson. If rhythm is a dancer, what is the answer? Right, we'll finish on that. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for talking to us. And I'll see you whenever.
Yeah. See you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. See you.
Take care.